99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
There has been a tradition for Chinese Kung Fu students, and especially Master Yi, who has two Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, wow.
For this certain tradition.
Okay.
That dates back 1,000 years. It, you know, these Kung Fu students and Master Yi believe in this form of, I guess, meditation and stretching because it facilitates blood flow. It removes toxins from the body. It speeds recovery.
Sounds super healthy.
Yeah. You're like, what is it?
What is it?
Well, they tie bricks on strings and they swing them from their nuggets.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Oh, oh, wow. Oh, I'm watching it happen. Oh, how many bricks are there?
Well, some are obviously stronger than others.
How is it not ripping everything off?
I don't know, Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, this is...
It's just like,
this is a
like
tradition.
Stretching and breathing out while the rock is
yes,
back and forth like
yes.
a pendulum.
Right. Oh, there's like a pendulum between their legs.
No,
it's a stack of bricks tied to a rope that is held on.
No, sir.
To their nuggets.
No. No, no,
so,
no.
Yeah, that's Master Yi. He's saying they've got 1,000 years of history behind this. Shows the benefits of it. By the way, you want to ask me... What is Guinness Book of World Records are for?
What are his Guinness Book of World Records for?
Oh, Master Yi, he has world records for pulling cars.
Oh, God!
Pulling aircraft.
With those?
Yes, with his nuggets.
Wow.
So,
he's just swinging it like there's nothing about it.
Do you hear the noises they're making?
Yeah. I would be yelling louder than that. I don't have those. I don't really know truly what that would be like.
Right.
I can guess though.
Yeah. I think it would it would be a lot of tugging.
Oh,
it would you'd feel a lot of pressure, but apparently it's a tradition, like I said, dating back 1,000 years, and it helps strengthen the lower body and facilitate blood flow, remove toxins, and speed recovery.
Does it stretch things out?
I don't know, Kelly.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have to imagine it. My is his name Wong? Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, so
okay.
Katie texts in, why would you do that? Again,
I
Katie,
don't know.
It's
for the health?
It strengthens the lower body, it facilitates blood flow, it removes toxins, and it speeds recovery. That's why they do it.
Does that part of the body need to be that stretched?
I don't know.
Again, I don't, I'm speaking from, I don't have... I'm asking.
Yeah. So again, if you listen to the show long enough, you're going to learn some things.
Yeah.
And it was today that you learned that this is an ancient Chinese Kung Fu tradition.
Maybe they should move on from that.
Where they tie bricks with string around their special spots.
And they just swing
and
it.
Swing them like just pendulums.
Swing it.
Between their legs. There you go.
No, sir.
All right.
Are you going to try it?
And you're, no. And you're welcome.
Your body's a temple. I just cause what you seem to be all about like these holistic types of things. It seems like something you might try.
This does seem like a very holistic approach to
it's holistic
medicine and recovery. So, anyways,
oh wow!
I tell you what,
you can't unsee it.
I will post the video.
You gonna?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know if is this gonna be a new TikTok challenge? And here's the soundtrack.
Term to TikTok.
See a chandelier.
Yeah, possibly. Sure. Like a chandelier, right.
Chandelier.
We'll post that up. WDGX.com.
Oh,
you can
wow.
see this video, Master Yi teaching his students. Everything's covered.
Sure. Yeah, they were like little.
They're being modest.
Yellow dresses.
They have modesty panels.
Skirts.
It's all good.
Yeah.
WDJX.com.